The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. I keep telling you guys that all of us here, we are on the same boat. Meaning what? We are all sinners. No one here is perfect. We all struggle to imitate the example of Christ. No? So when you come here, don't pretend. Be real. Don't try to make an impression for other people to see. And don't also look at other people. Simply come here and simply say to God, Lord, here I am, a sinner. If this was just a social club, then you have to dress up, you have to smell good and everything. But this is not a social club. This is a church wherein Christ called us to repentance. And we are only able to repent if we acknowledge our sinfulness. That is why from the very beginning, what do we say? Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. My fault, through my most grievous fault. And then we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Now, what are the struggles in our lives? You know, many things. When people think of a priest, they think that, oh, you had it easy. I got kicked out of the seminary 3 times. It wasn't easy waking up at 5 in the morning to pray. I hated it. Yes, God called me to be a priest, but it doesn't mean that I wanted to be a priest. I said to God, Lord, you must be crazy to call me to be a priest. I didn't like the idea of having to listen to sermons every day while my stomach was growling. And then again, you think you have encountered boring priests? I encountered them 365 days for how many years? Each of them boring because even though they may be intellectual or smart, but at 5 in the morning, who cares about what they say? You know? And then, of course, cleaning bathrooms. When we were young, we had maids in the Philippines. We were not rich. But in the Philippines, because human labor was so cheap, you can get a maid, a full-time maid, for $100 a month. $100 a month. You would like that, would you, you know? Imagine that, $100 a month. For those who were assigned in the Philippines as embassy officials, you experience how it is to have a maid that will cook for you, clean your house, even take care of your baby and everything. Everything. So in the seminary and all those stuff. And then, of course, here you are, they talk to you about God, and here you are struggling about your own human weaknesses, pride, anger. Who am I really? Am I really going to be a priest? No? Who am I really? What am I going to do with my life? And then my father died when I was 18 in the seminary. See? So all of us struggled and are still struggling. The question is, how do you present yourself to God? When my father died when I was 18 and he was 46, I said to myself, either I tell you, God, to get out of my life, or I tell you, God, Lord, help me not to understand your will, but simply to accept it. Because you said, come to me, all you who find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. So I decided to what? Surrender myself to him. Doesn't mean that it was easy. No. We were seven in the family. I've got six siblings. And my mom had to go to the States. No? Just to be able to feed us. And boy, she wanted to feed us. But the point was, our family was divided in a way, physically. No? So all of us here, husband, wife, how they get along, mothers with their children, fathers with their children, workload in the office, all the stuff. We all struggle. How do we handle it? Simple. Either you say to God, buzz off, or you say to God, Lord, help me. And that is why you are here. You simply say to God, Lord, help me. Help me with my children. Help me with my husband. Help me with everything. Now, of course, when you say that to God, you better understand what you are saying. It doesn't mean that he will give you what you think you need. He will give it to you in one way or the other. I was scared when I had to become a priest because I hated priests. Because I saw priests as what you call doble cara. Two-faced. They talk about holiness, and then here you are, the priest himself had his own issues. I realize it's not about me anyway. When I talk to you, am I talking to you about my holiness? No. I talk to you about his holiness, his love, his kindness, his mercy. Not me. I experience myself, his forgiveness, his love. So when we priests talk to you about rules, about dogmas, about looking for Christ or becoming like Christ, it doesn't mean that we don't have any struggles. No? Because we are also like you. We may also what? Live in the flesh. Look what happened a few days ago in Rome. My goodness. Orgy in the Vatican. Some priests were caught in a gay orgy. See? You see priests going out of the priesthood because they want to get married. Living in the flesh. Of course, his excuse would be, oh, God called me to another state of life. Are you nuts? When you became priest, you knew that is what God wanted you to be. Don't try to say that God changed his mind and then suddenly say, oh, okay, don't be a priest anymore, be married. No. It took us years to become a priest. And we knew God wanted me to be a priest, even though I don't like it, because I wanted to get married and have kids myself. But I had to listen to him. And see, even priests, sadly, with all our theology, can be tempted to live in the flesh. But what did the second reading say? We have to live in the Spirit. So how about you? So we acknowledge our weaknesses as living in the flesh, even though we're supposed to live in the Spirit, and we fail miserably. You've heard that already. So don't get angry or don't leave the church just because you hear things against the priest. Why? Do you think we are different from you with regards to our own human weakness? No. So don't hate the church just because you hear these things. My goodness. Some of you, oh, I will not be Catholic anymore. Why? Because these priests are there like this. Yes. So you are you, what are you? Priest-centered or Christ-centered? Huh? What are you? Huh? Priest-centered or Christ-centered? Christ-centered. Pray for your priest. If we fall, when we fall, pray. But don't hate us for being sinners like you. Some of you, boy, no, this guy, you as if... See, that's the problem with us nowadays. Because of these talk shows, what do talk shows reveal? They reveal in the talk shows the garbage of people, and they want it to make public about their garbage, and people here are mocking them, judging them. So anybody here who likes talk shows, you better ask yourself, do I like to watch other people's garbage? Do I like to judge them, make fun of them when they are crazy enough to reveal their stupidity in public? Or do I avoid? I don't need to know other people's garbage. I don't need to know what people do with their lives. You know? But no, you feel good because I'm not like that. See? What is that? Self-righteousness. You think you're better just because nobody knows your own stink. Nobody knows your own skeletons. See, we are all sinners here. We all depend on Him. And we may pretend that we are better, but in the eyes of God, we are all equal. We are all sinners. Come to me, all you who labor. All of us labor. You see St. Paul persecuting the early Christians. You see Peter rejecting Christ. You see the rest of the apostles run away when he was crucified on the cross. And then here you will say, oh, I will never do that. When you say that, you will always do it. Never say, I will never do that. And then when you talk to your children, same thing. Tell them. I don't know if you told your children already, what you're doing, we've done that before. So don't tell us that we don't know anything. We know everything. Because what you're doing, especially with your confusion as to growing up, we know because we've been there. Be honest. No? But hopefully, at your age, you know the answer. You know how to deal with growing up pains or difficulties or challenges. So my dear friends, as a priest, as an individual Catholic, as a Christian, every day I find myself struggling because every day there are many situations in my life as a priest, as a Catholic, as a Christian that would challenge me, that would force me, that would make me think about how to really follow and become like Jesus. No? All of us. The question is, how do you respond to those challenges? Sometimes I would tell Father Ted, because he likes to, what you call this, build muscles. You know? He used to be fat. So he built muscles. And I told him, are you doing this because you want to look to be healthy? Or are you doing this because you want to look good? So I told Father Ted, if because you want like to be healthy, well and good. But if you are doing it because you want to look good, don't worry, you're ugly anyway. You know, so I have to, because sometimes, again, why? Because when I see priests trying to always, you know, smell good, look good, who cares? When you die, you die. Your body will rot anyway. Don't worry about the body. Worry about your spirit. Okay? So I've said my piece. It's up to you now.